Iran's state-run news agency says Iran has suspended production of materials that could be used to develop nuclear weapons. That suspension is part of an agreement between Iran and the European Union, negotiated in time for this week's meeting of the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency. Matthew Bunn researches arms control at Harvard University. He says the Bush administration has always wanted to take Iran's case before the UN Security Council, where sanctions and other forceful measures could be considered. But now the administration has declined to be part of this agreement.
The Bush administration refused to take part in the negotiation of this deal between the Europeans and the Iranians, and in general has refused to engage Iran on its nuclear programs, despite repeated Iranian overtures to the United States to want to talk about the nuclear issue. If this temporary ceasefire, which is all this agreement is to be turned into a lasting accord that really will bring an end to Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions, the United States is going to have to engage, because the security measures that are key from Iran's point of view to being willing to give up at least the option of a nuclear weapon are really not security issues that relate to the Europeans. They relate to the United States and to other countries. And if the United States, the most powerful country and the one that's just invaded Iran's next-door neighbor, isn't part of those discussions, then it seems to me unlikely the Iranians are going to be willing to give up their nuclear weapons ambitions.
I gather that the idea of being a nuclear power is quite popular in Iran.
Well, unfortunately, the way this has been handled over the course of the last 4 years, including the axis of evil line for President Bush, has greatly politicized the subject within Iran in a way that is not favorable to U.S. interests. 4 years ago, most people in Iran didn't know Iran had a nuclear program. Today, the way it's being framed in Iranian politics is Western powers are trying to take away our God-given rights to technology. And with that framing, it becomes very difficult for any Iranian politicians to agree to permanently give up the uranium enrichment.
Has Iran accounted for all of its nuclear capabilities? What's still unknown about its programs?
Well, this is a difficult story. Iran lied to the International Atomic Energy Agency consistently over decades and carried out a nuclear program, very large portions of which were concealed. And that was a clear violation of its safeguards agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency. I don't think there's any question about that. That being said, over the course of the last 2 to 3 years, the International Atomic Energy Agency, I think, has done a really remarkable job in doing a really intensive and technically competent investigation, so that we now know that Iran had an extensive uranium enrichment program dating back to 1985. We now know that Iran had a program to build a heavy water research reactor that would be suitable potentially for producing plutonium, and we're also pursuing plutonium reprocessing. We now know that they were doing extensive experiments involving converting uranium to metal, which is not useful for most civilian nuclear activities, but is something you would do for the weapons part of a program. All of this is now well documented, and the key question is, are there still activities that are still concealed? And the most recent IAEA report, in essence, leaves that possibility open.
Bottom line, in your opinion, is Iran set on building a nuclear bomb?
I don't think we know that yet today. I think if there is a focused and coordinated effort by the United States joining with the Europeans and with the Russians to offer a focused package of carrots and sticks to make it clear to Iran that its own security and its own economic and political interests will be better served by giving up its nuclear ambitions than by pursuing them, that we still have a chance of Iran moving into that category of states that once had a nuclear weapons program and gave up on it. I hope we can get there. I don't think we can get there unless the Bush administration changes its approach and decides to seriously engage with Iran and address some of the Iranian concerns that are driving Iran's interest in nuclear weapons.
Matthew Bunn is a senior research associate at Harvard University specializing in arms control issues. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.